Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion and for Yedid Navshi, Rishua Daniel Ben Frida Tzimcha, Baruch HaVatzal Chomet Zayedeyem, and the Chayalim and the Chatufim, and is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Moreinu Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Yonason David Shlita, V'chamas HaMelech Shachacha. Gemara says in Megillah 16a, "Shtei shchichos halalu lama, achas shel malchus shel olam, ve'achas shel achashverosh." The anger of the king subsided. There were two angers that subsided. There was the anger of the king of the world, that's the Rabbanu shel olam, Melech Malchei Amlecha Makadosh Baruch Hu, and the anger of achashverosh. That's why it's a double chaf shachacha. Both of their anger subsided. And the question is that we know from Esther Rabbah 3:10 that Stam in the Megillah, when it says Melech, it's referring to Malchus Shel Olam. So what's the Chiddush here, Dafka, that the Gemara has to point out that it's talking not only about the anger of Achashverosh, but it's also a remez to the king of the world. It's Pashit. Whenever it says Melech in the Megillah, it's talking about the king of the world. Poskim write based on Chazal, V'gam charvona zachor letov. And we're supposed to say, V'gam charvona zachor letov, and charvona also should be remembered for the good. It's Paskin in Tur, Shulchan Aruch Simin Tov, Reish Tzadi, Seif Tezayin. And we know, Divrei Chachomim, that who is this charvona? Charvona was Eliyahu Hanavi, who comes with Mus Charvona, Esther Rabbah 9:10, 10:9. Chazal were Megala to us. Chazal revealed to us that in this Maisa, where it says, Vayomer Charvona, Hine Ha'etz, Asher Asa, Haman Mordechai, there's that tree. You could feel the light of Eliyahu Hanavi when Charvona says that there's this tree that Haman prepared for Mordechai, and you could hang Haman on this tree. He tells the king, Hine ha'etz asher asa Haman Mordechai, asher diber tov al ha'melech, omeid beis Haman, kavoa, chamishim ama, vayomer ha'melech telu alav. I love that part. That's, by the way, why Jews get drunk on Purim, among other reasons. Because when you get drunk, get hungover, so too Haman and his sons were hungover. In any event, so here you have the light of Eliyahu Hanavi. And also we say, V'gam charvona zachor latov. Whenever we talk about Eliyahu Hanavi, we talk about Eliyahu Hanavi zachor latov. Should be remembered for the good. And also we say the word gam. Gam is a remez. Gam hinei ha'etz. And this also, this gam also connects to the light of Eliyahu, as we will explain. The Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Moran of Hutner, said that B'derech Klal, we say about somebody the Nusach of Zichrono Livracha, as the Pasuk says, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. That his memory should be for a blessing. That's based on the pasuk that the memory of a tzaddik is for a blessing. About Eliyahu Hanavi, the nusach is zachur latov, lo zichrono livracha, zachur latov. And he explained that because Eliyahu is about whom it says that he never died, so we never say baruch dayan emes. He went up in a fiery chariot up to heaven. I don't know if it was a chariot, but it was fire. Vahi hema holchim haloch v'daber. I love this pasuk. V'hinei rechev esh v'susei esh. V'yafridu bein shnehem. Elisha and Eliyahu are walking. They're talking. And then there's this chariot of fire. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. I think that was the theme song for Chariots of Fire. Okay, watching too many movies. V'susei esh, and horses of fire. Vayafridu bein shneihem, and they separated between the two. Vayal Eliyahu b'se'ora ha'shamayim, and Eliyahu went up to the heavens in a storm. So Eliyahu and Avi doesn't die. No baruch dayin emes. So normally there are two anhagas. There's a tov v'ameitiv, and there's dayin emes. But somebody who never died, somebody who wasn't toyim tam misa v'kvura, we only have the bracha of v'hatoyv v'ameitiv. Without the other tzad, we don't have dayin emes. In other words, he is the shliach. He is makariv the tkuf and the matzav of kulo toyv u'meitiv in tchias ha'mesim. And that's what we said, that this style of gam is merames on the light of Eliyahu that appears over here. Because here we have the concept of gam, hosafa, addition, to tell us that the path, the track of good does not stand alone. Din is added to it, and everything becomes hatova hametiv. That's vegam. The vegam is that normally in this world we have two different anhagas. We have tova hametiv and dayin emes. But by Eliyahu HaNavi, all there is tova hametiv. There's no dayin emes. And that's gam, because what's mitzdarif also, what joins in together with the hatova hametiv is the dayin emes, because it all becomes tova hametiv. The din is mitvasef to the good. It's added on to the good. Nachumish gamzu, say gamzu litov. What does it mean, gamzu litov? Gam also, meaning now the ra is mitzdarif to the tov. All the ra is tov. Gamzu litov. Also by Eliyahu HaNavi, gam. What looks like ra, dayin emes, is really tov. Amazing. Gam hinei aetz asher asa Haman leMordechai until vaitlu as Haman al aetz asher hechin leMordechai. That's what Verchavona said. After kol seilav hara el Haman, and after hadavar yatsa mipi haMelech upnei Haman chafu. So Haman was already on his way out. He was already going down. So what Charvona was told by Mises Haman was that he transformed Mises Haman from a Stam Misa to Nina V'nafochu. V'ashev osa lo gmula barosha v'selu osa, that the tree he prepared, he was hanged on. The thought that he had about Mordechai came on him. V'ashev osa lo gmula barosha v'selu osa v'zban ala eitz. He ended up on the tree that he prepared for Mordechai, the 50-yama tree. So that's what made it into a v'nafochu. That's what Chavona did for us. This ma'il of v'nafochu includes a gilui shelo rak shaita hanogas rachamim b'yishuasim shel Yisrael. El shagama shaita gzerat din batchila nesisa hi atzma legrama yishua v'arachamim. This ma'il of v'nafochu includes a revelation that not only was there an hug of rachamim in the salvation of the Jewish people, but more than that, what looked like din became the cause for the Yeshua and the rachamim. Not that we were saved despite the din. We were saved. The din itself became the chesed. The din itself became the Yeshua. The dayin emes is transformed into tov ha'meitiv. And that's all included in v'gam charvona zocher latov. That's the gam. As Charvona said, v'gam hinei ha'etz. And the word gam, what it means is, not only is there something that we see now, ki kol se'elav hara, that Haman is going down, but gam hinei ha'etz. In addition to that, there's also this tree that what you thought to do to Mordechai, you're getting yourself. That's the v'nafochu. Reishis goyim amolek, the b'chin of amolek is reishis shel tzad ha'ra. Not only the ra la'atzmo, but the ra wants to capture the good. and use it for bad. Ahefech hamuchlat v'azeh l'umazeh shel kol ha'nizkar le'el. What they want to do is, they want to take all the good and transform it into evil. The opposite of what we've been talking about, taking the evil and transforming it into good. And that's what the king said, Hagam lichboshes hamalke mi babayis? You want to take for yourself what's shayich to me? Yomer Haman aflo hivia Esther. Haman wants to take everything for himself to the tzad hara. Agam lichboshes ami babayis. You want to take the tov and turn it into ra. You want to take my queen and take her for yourself. Aflo hivia meloshem charon af. He opened up with af and he went down with af. Aflo hivia Esther, the Medrash says. Meloshem anger. And he didn't even she didn't bring he didn't even bring Esther to the party. Esther didn't bring anybody else but me. Vayomer Haman aflo hivia Esther amalkim amelech alamishta sherasa sekim oisi vegam acharni kor lemelech. Look at how important I am. She only called me, nobody else, just me. That's Haman. But Haman says the word af is anger. He wants to turn everything into anger. That's the Mahus of Haman. So to the Nachash, is Alta Zayde. Haman min atar minayin, Haman ha'etz, right? So af ki amar Elokim, says the Nachash. Even though God said af, so they're in the world of af, they want to turn everything into charon af. Gemara says that Nachashverosh goes out to the garden and he sees angels who look like people and they're uprooting trees. And they say, sorry, sir, Haman told us to do this. And he comes angry. He goes, Agam, vay mi besa, vay mi bara. I'm getting it on all, I'm getting from the inside, from the house, and getting from the outside. It's all tsar, it's all oi. That's the Hagam. Hagam lichbosh is that you want to bring everything to the world of Rahman. And therefore comes Charvona. He says that Gam Eitz V'nafochu, that he's turning the Ra into Tov. That's what Eliyahu Navi does. Eliyahu Navi takes the Midas Hadin and brings it to Rachim, and that there's no more Ra anymore. Only Atov Ametiv. And therefore he takes the Ra of Haman and he turns it into Tov. That Haman is now hanging on this tree. Gam. Gam Yine Eitz. It's the light of Eliyahu. What do you need these two shrichos for? One is the shrich of the Malkus Shel Olam, and one is the shachacha, the chamas hamelech shachacha. One is the subsiding of the anger of the king below, and one is the subsiding of the anger of the king above. Normally, you don't have to double it up. The yistam melech is melech malchei amlocha makadosh baruch. It's happening down here. It's happening up there. But here, besides the specific action of Haman, what's happening here in this pasuk? Vayislu es Haman ala eitz asher hechin lemordechai v'chamas hamelech shachacha. Amazing. Haman is hanging on the tree. So it isn't just the specific mice of Haman being hanging on the tree. It's much more than that. The whole metzias of charon af in the world is now subsiding. Because now the ra has been turned into tov and afochu. Kulo tov ametiv. So therefore here there's a specific emphasis and remez on the fact that God's anger subsided as well. The melech is malchus shel olam. Because it's not just this specific maisis in the whole world. The whole world now turned into a tov ametiv. And if Eliyahu HaNavi can come, it's musgoi. And you can see the light of Eliyahu in this Charvayna. So also in our Avodas Hayoyim of Shichus Adlo Yoda, we can elevate everything to the aura of Kulo Toiva Ametiv. L'chaim. Beautiful, beautiful. So thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.